Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. You Better You Bet presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. PJ Glasser, Jared Smith. Minnesota Timberwolves up 41-34. Let's
go. Look at that.
8 minutes to go. Third quarter. Hopefully that stays true. Been a great show so far. Got the NBC Sports Now Power Hour coming up. We are going to dive back into the Home Run Derby from last night. Recap that. Also look ahead to the All-Star Game. Talk some more SEC football. Then we'll wrap the show with our best bets of the day. But let's check in now with our guy, Jake Kassan. Back from vacation. Out in Scotland. Got the Derby last night. All-Star Game tonight. Jake, it's great to see you, pal. Did you enjoy yourself out in Scotland?
Oh, I had a great time. My liver has never felt heavier than it does right now. I'm in a little bit of pain. That first workout back could have been better, could have been worse too, but it's good to be back on the BetMGM Network.
So did you go to like Edinburgh, like is Glasgow out in Scotland? I think that's the city. Like where were you in Scotland?
Yeah, so I was in Glasgow. My sister graduated from the University of Scotland's veterinary school, so shout out Dr. Hassan. Oh, but we also nice. Went to Edinburgh for a day as well. I was there in November, and like we did the Highlands and Loch Ness and stuff. So stayed local-ish this time outside of Edinburgh and then in Glasgow for most of it. But it's the best, man. Like Glasgow is an awesome city. I was made for pub culture. Like it's 2 p.m. It's like, all right, time for a cheeky pint, right? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I'm there. Let's go. So it's also really funny because obviously as a big baseball guy, but it's 6 hours ahead. So listen, I love baseball as much as anybody. Sorry, I'm not up at 1 a.m. for Pirates and Nationals. It's just not happening. Was maybe on a night out, it was happening a little bit for Astros and Dodgers. I was a little excited for that. But like otherwise, I'm mostly out of it. But Wimbledon was on, so every single bar that you go to, it's Wimbledon, and I'm like, can I bet anything here? And a couple of my sister's friends are like, I mean, you could if you really want to. So there was some Wimbledon betting happening on because it's prime time there. It's 9-10 o'clock, like it's on during peak bar hours, but it's awesome. I loved it. I love Scotland. I love Glasgow. I can't wait to go back at some point.
What was the highlight of the trip? Like, if you had to peg one thing specifically, was it the alcohol? Was it the scenery? Was it the vibes? Like, what was the one? Like, if you could pick one thing, like, hey, I'm putting this in the front of the brochure. This is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't so much as, like, a tourist thing that anybody could do, but for said graduation, the University of Glasgow throws, like, a gala for the students the night of the graduation or the night after the graduation. So my sister texted me a couple weeks before I went there, and she goes, hey, like, they opened up tickets for this. If you want one, like, you can come with. And I'm like, a gala thrown by the University of Glasgow? Yeah, I'll be there. So, like, they did a nice fancy dinner. You wear a suit, you wear everything, and they have music all night. Didn't have it on my bingo card that Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield be played at the University of Glasgow's gala for their graduates, but it was, and it was awesome. And, then you leave the gala at about midnight. You try to go to a couple of bars, do that, go to the Afties at your sister's apartment. It was a very long night, but it was a lot of fun. I mean, that was the highlight for me. It was a ton of fun. It was great. One of the low points was a lot of people in Europe and Scotland, they like to roll their own cigarettes. So sometimes, listen, you're 10, 12, 15 pints in. Sometimes, like at certain points, Nick Costas said this point, I could have eaten a cigarette at that point. And this guy starts rolling his own cigarettes at the table next to us. And I go, hey, man, what's up? And he goes, you want a cig? I was like, yeah, absolutely. I have never felt worse the next morning. My whole face hurt, which is probably to be expected. But my whole face hurt the next morning. I'm like, wow. What could have possibly been the cause of this? Stupid game, stupid prizes. But, yeah, no. It was a lot of pints, exactly one drunk cig, hand-rolled by some random guy. And actually, I forgot about this until just now. I'm in a bar in Edinburgh, and I'm, using the bathroom, and it's, as usual, in a men's bathroom. It's urinal. I'm at one urinal, space. Guy's at another urinal, space. Guy's at another urinal. And I just see out of the corner of my eye, and this is how you always know it's about to be a bad time for this guy. Guy puts his hand up on the wall, and I'm like, oh, we are maybe in for a disaster here. And sure enough, just blows chunks on the wall of the urinal.
Oh.
And to the point, and this was the guy all the way at the end. The guy in between us looks at me like he had just seen a murder. We just start laughing, because like, what do you do in that situation? And then we walk out of the bathroom, and he goes, mate, did you see what just happened in there? I go, how could I have missed it? I made a new friend for the rest of the night. We could not believe our eyes. But other than that, it was an awesome trip, and I'm very excited to go back at some point. It was awesome. I love Glasgow. Nice.
No afties for people. That. No afties for that guy, Jake, right?
That guy did not make it to, nor was invited to the afties.
I love the afties. That's fantastic. Jake, either trip to Scotland, did you have any time to play golf at all? Did you get to experience that?
So, no, I didn't, unfortunately. I could have maybe squeezed it in one day on this trip, but to rent clubs for $250 for one day of golf or to go through the hassle of bringing my clubs over there, I was like, it wasn't worth it for one round. I'm going to go back at some point in my life, so I didn't want to just go through the hassle of trying to frantically squeeze it in, make sure I was making everything else that I needed to be to throughout the week. So, you know, a little bit of a bummer, but I will be back at some point. So is what it is, be what it be, and we'll get them next time. I will say, I will be flying internationally on the 4th of July for the rest of my life. That flight was empty. There was nobody on the flight over there on the afternoon night of July 4th. It was awesome.
That is interesting.
And I don't like July 4th, so that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I think it's a super overrated holiday. I mean, I have the dog, which makes it harder to travel, but maybe I'll just bring the dog.
Yeah.
Could be. I had a whole middle row of four seats to myself. Like, it was crazy.
Wow.
It's fantastic. What airline did you take over there? British?
Aer Lingus. Shout out that sponsor of the show.
I knew it was Aer Lingus. They love the Aer Lingus over there.
Nice. Very good.
Isn't that the sponsor of a bowl game, right? I think it's that first. No, it's the opening game, right?
It's the week zero.
Yep, there it is. The Aer Lingus game. Yeah.
Love that. Well, Jake, glad you had a great time. Good stories. We love that. We also got some baseball. You come back and you got All-Star Weekend. Derby last night, All-Star Game tonight. You teased us earlier in the show. You didn't even tell us who your MVP picks were that you love. You got one on each side. American League, National League.
Yeah.
So without further ado, tell us who you got tonight as your MVP picks.
Yeah, and listen, this isn't going to be super in the weeds handicap. It's the damn All-Star Game MVP. Like, let's just take some shots and hope for the best. But I bet this award every year because I like to take shots on guys that can maybe make something crazy happen. Because if you can, whether it's offense, defense, whatever, if you can do something crazy, you're a freak athlete, then you're going to have a good chance. Like Jarren Duran last year. Guy's kind of a freak and impacted the game in a couple different ways. So that was the ones I took shot on. I'll start with the shorter numbers. National League, Corbin Carroll and Ellie De La Cruz at 35-1. Whether that's on the base paths defensively, maybe they just hit a home run and it's a 1-0 game and that's just what it is. But those guys are two of the freakiest athletes in baseball that can do a bunch of different stuff. And then on the American League side, 60-1, and you guys talked about how the fan voting is 20% of this, but also the media, obviously, he has to be a likable guy. But this has been his year. It's been like his comeback story. Everybody's so hyped that this guy is hashtag back. Javi Baez at 60-1 is going to be in center field, could do something insane defensively. We've seen him do it time after time. And we know he's got the power and the clutch gene at the plate. So maybe he goes 0-for-2 with two strikeouts and he just has a couple of routine fly balls. But people love him. People want to vote for him. He's in contention for AL Comeback Player of the Year. Not going to win because of, you know, Jacob DeGrom. But people love him. Fans love him. I think Javi Baez at 60-1 is a shot that I'm going to take for sure.
The reason that I think that makes a lot of sense, and not just, you know, those specific players, but taking shots on guys, you're getting one or two at-bats. Don't bet the prop. If you think, like, don't bet a hit or a single or an RBI. If you think that guy's going to get a hit, bet the MVP. How many at-bats are they going to get? One, two at max? So, like, I think you need to take your shots on a night like this because there's such a small sample of possibilities of, you know, at-bats that you might as well just say, screw the prop, screw the total bases. Just go for the MVP because if this guy goes over his total bases prop, he's probably going to be on a very short list of MVP candidates. So I like that approach a lot. And I know you took a little bit of a break from our usual daily grind of trying to update these awards markets. Did anything change dramatically while you were gone that you're like, okay, now I need to step in and make a bet?
I mean, I was shocked when I came back and you have two minus money favorites for NL Cy Young with Zach Wheeler and Paul C. Like, what are we doing here? Like, they can't both win, everybody. They just can't. That doesn't happen. You're not going to get a co-MVP or co-Cy Young awards. So that was pretty surprising to me. I don't think, unfortunately, that there's a bet to be made there. Now, if one of those guys flips back to a plus price and you have nothing on that, on either of them, or only on one of them, maybe that's a way to hedge. Obviously, MVP is just done, and that's just, you know, that's been true for months, though. And I know you're sick of hearing it, Jared, but American League Rookie of the Year, like, it's still pretty much the three guys. It's Jacob Wilson, Cam Smith, and Nick Kurtz. Yeah. And I gave out Cam Smith at 11-1 before I left. And getting the notifications when I woke up in Scotland every day, like, oh, Cam Smith, another home run. It's from the MLB home run account. Like, great. Awesome. Same thing for Nick Kurtz over the last week, too. So Jacob Wilson's been terrible for over a month. Since, like, June 10th, he's hitting about 220. Yeah. So I think the league is starting to adjust to him. He's dealing with injuries. I do think that this is probably going to be Cam Smith or Nick Kurtz. I mean, Cam Smith has overtaken Jacob Wilson in baseball reference war as well. So that's really, really tight. And as far as National League, like, I guess it's just going to be Mizorowski. Like, I guess that's just what it's going to be. The guy just shoves seven innings and, what was it, 12 strikeouts against the Dodgers. And now he's an all-star. I know people are all upset about that, but that's going to be a feather in his cap when it comes to the voting. I know All-Star, making the All-Star game doesn't go towards your wins above replacement, but still human beings voting for this award, and no other National League rookie made the All-Star game.
Yeah, yep. All very good points. Jake, obviously we're getting ready to start the second half of the season. Give me your World Series prediction as of today. What do you got?
Ooh.
I still think it's going to be the Dodgers in the National League. Unfortunately, I know that's really boring, but I think we're getting a rematch. Have anybody seen what the Astros have looked like over the last month? Like, they look unbelievable. Jeremy Peña looks like, if you had started the season a month later, MVP candidate. He's been unbelievable, and you know they're going to be aggressive at the deadline, too. So give me Dodgers, Astros.
Love it. I got the Astros in the American League as well, but give me the other team out of the NL West. Give me the Padres. Jared, you went Tigers. What was your World Series?
I think I went Tigers-Dodgers, but I'm looking right now. Dodgers, I'm going through the exactas on MGM. I'm trying to find it. Dodgers to beat the Astros.
Here, we
got to
take a break. Oh, go ahead. Real quick. All right, there you go. NBC Sports Now, Power Hour, coming back after the break.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.